Africa's biggest packaging group, Nampak, which has been battling with an unsustainable capital structure for years, reported a good set of numbers, mixed bag in some areas at the halfway mark, whichever way you package it, the capital structure issue has to be addressed. Top line growth of 24% to 8.1 billion rand, driven by healthy demand in key markets. Couple that with higher selling prices caused by elevated commodity and raw material inputs, and trading profit improved by 9% to 770 million rand. Group trading margins, though, contracting to 9.5% from 10.8% in the first 6 months of the prior financial, owing to the recovery of those abnormally high commodity-driven cost increases in prices. CEO Eric Smuts, let's start with that profit number. What do you attribute that improvement to in this environment?
I would generally say it's improved in cost efficiency. We made some significant changes to the business during last year, the food operations in particular. But the bulk of this actually came from growth in our beverage can business. Very good growth in South Africa, supported by Nigeria, but surprisingly good growth in South Africa.
Staying on the beverage can business growing, are we seeing a switch away from PET or even rPET into cans because of the environmental concerns and increasing public scrutiny and pressure on plastics in particular?
On the global arena, definitely. In Europe, we're seeing a very strong move away from single-use plastics to aluminium cans. In South Africa, unfortunately, not yet. Although most of our growth has come in the alcoholic side, beer, ciders, and energy drinks, very little growth on the soft drink side yet. It looks like local producers of soft drink is still resisting this change away from plastic. But in the medium to long term, I think that is a trend that will definitely come to South Africa.
Very interesting to note that. And then coming to your capital structure, your net debt, which had been steadily decreasing, actually went up by more than 300 million due to higher working capital requirements. Your ability to pay back a billion rand by the end of next month seems to be fairly remote. Is a rights issue back on the table?
I would certainly not like to give any guidance on whether we need to or don't need to do a rights issue. I think that will be coming from sort of the lender group in the next couple of months. What we can say is that technically we do have the ability to meet the requirements from our lenders for the measurement at the end of June, but we would like to look at our capital structure in a more comprehensive way, and that need to consider the impact of not just the working capital but our longer term funding arrangements. And of course, there's a lot of other measures that need to be taken into account, but I would certainly not like to give any guidance at this stage on whether we do or don't need a capital raise.
That being said, are you planning for all scenarios?
Absolutely. I think it would be a miss for us not to plan for all scenarios. So that's certainly something that we are also considering. But like we said in our update, there's a number of initiatives we're considering. Asset disposals is always on the list. Historically, we have not been successful to date in some of those initiatives, but we keep on looking at the portfolio, and there are no holy cows in our portfolio. So all those will be assessed in terms of either the strategic fit or whether it's giving us an appropriate return for the related risk.
And Eric, ultimately, what you want to do is also clean up your capital structure. A lot of your debt funding, is fairly old, fairly expensive. You're dealing with multiple lenders here. Ultimately, you want to streamline this, I'm sure, make it a lot more simplified going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a very, Nampak as it is quite complicated. Then you get to our debt structure, and our lender consortium consists of give or take about 14 different banks. So having to deal with 14 different credit committees to get any decision passed or amendments done is incredibly complicated, and simplifying that can have multiple benefits to not only us, but the consortium itself as well.
Right. Now, if we were to look through the operational side of the business, what are the big trends that you're seeing? Is one of the big packages out there in the market? We're obviously seeing inputs and costs rising across the board. What are the major trends that you're seeing, and in terms of consumer behavior and your client demands?
I think internationally, sustainability is a massive talking point right now, and you referred to this move away from single-use plastic to more sustainable packaging, and aluminium beverage cans fit perfectly into that scenario. In South Africa, we have not seen that. What we have seen is a very strong growth on the energy drink market. Partly, and one can speculate about all the different reasons, but I think it talks to price point on the one side. So you can buy a 500ml energy drink, and all of them are in cans, and that is competing with a much smaller pack on the soft drink side at the exact same price point. So you know, soft drink producers are under pressure as a result of the sugar tax. But I think some of the cost increases that they've passed on, or the price offering as a result of the sugar tax, doesn't make sense for consumers. And they're starting to switch away from some of these, especially on the smaller sizes, away from soft drinks into energy drinks. And so we've benefited from that trend, but we've also lost some volume on the soft drink side.
And we do have EPR, which was rolled out you know, over the last 6 months, expanded producer responsibility. You know, what's been the initial impact of that on Nampak and its customers? Because it seems to be more broadly trying to share the responsibility of recycling along the value chain.
Absolutely. So I think it's still very early days for extended producer responsibility. Government is starting to push that in a direction. But it's forcing the industry to work collaboratively with government to address this issue, but no direct impact yet. I think at this stage, everybody's trying to understand how the regulations will work, how it is going to be funded. And I think we're still a long way from seeing some real changes on the ground.
Before that is the complete package. We'll have to leave it there. Eric Smut, CEO of Nampak, reporting back on a really good operational performance. Still lots to go on the capital structure side of the business here on Business Day TV.